Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Wednesday, May 15th, 2013. I'm Holly Keene, and this is Raven News. Sitka's domestic violence shelter got an unexpected boost as the Assembly put its finishing touches on the 2014 budget Tuesday night. Sitkins Against Family Violence will receive $50,000 and have its own line item budget, meaning it will not have to compete with other nonprofits for city funding next year. The move prompted a discussion weighing the value of social services in the community against other expenses like maintaining streets. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Restoring safe funding has been a consistent theme of Assemblymember Tor Christensen over the past few months of budgeting. During his previous term 10 years ago, the Assembly dropped SAFE from the budget and created a pool of money that all nonprofits could apply for.
I didn't like that. I didn't realize at the time just how big of a change that was going to be. So I'd like to move that we appropriate $50,000 to SAFE specifically as a line item in the budget.
Christensen's amendment was welcomed by Mayor Mim McConnell and Phyllis Hackett, both of whom had interest in raising the amount the city contributes to local nonprofit organizations, currently budgeted at $100,000. The trouble is that Sitka's 2014 budget was built on an almost Faustian bargain by the former administrator. Interim administrator Jay Sweeney reminded the mayor of this.
Jay, if the Assembly had decided to spend another $100,000 on nonprofits, what kind of an impact would that have on the future budget?
I don't know that I can tell you what impact it would have on future budget. The one thing I can tell you, though, and this hasn't been brought up in the public discussion this night, and that is that the reason that the administrator delivered a balanced budget in terms of revenues and expenditures in the first place is that the amount of money the public works director has recommended be designated or earmarked towards capital improvements and repairs of infrastructure was trimmed far below the recommended amount.
The Public Works Department has identified road maintenance projects alone totaling over $3 million, with Edgecombe Drive at the top of the list. The 2014 budget provides $500,000. Increasing funding for the rest of Sitka's nonprofits proved difficult, as Phyllis Hackett soon learned.
I'd like to amend this to increase support to nonprofits by $100,000.
That silence is the sound of Hackett's motion receiving no second. The issue for Pete Esquiro was less about pitting the value of social services against the value of roads and more about a deficit budget. The 2014 budget was $125,000 in the red. This was his line in the sand.
Part of the recommendation that has to do with the $50,000 to SAFE, I'm for that. However, I am totally against deficit spending. Always have, always will be.
Esquiro was willing to increase the amount of money going to SAFE by deducting that amount from the $100,000 set aside for all nonprofits. Mike Reif and Matt Hunter agreed, but their amendment failed. The fear of a projected deficit was tamed by some good news. Interim Administrator Sweeney reported that higher than expected state revenue sharing in 2013 plus federal Secure Rural Schools funding had produced a surplus this year, about $1.1 million, which the city could have at its disposal for next year. Now it was Hackett's turn to question Sweeney.
Jay, if we do accept this amendment and if we do pass or approve this budget the way it is, do you feel that it's deficit spending? Knowing that we have this anticipated surplus coming in, does that feel like, because it doesn't feel like deficit spending to me, and I just want to get your take on that.
It depends on your perspective.
Sweeney said if you looked at 2014 as an isolated year, it was in deficit. But if you took a multi-year perspective, not a deficit, and also not unprecedented. Previous assemblies had used surpluses to balance deficit budgets. Only Pete Esquiro remained unconvinced. The motion to give SAFE $50,000 and its own line on the budget passed 6-1. Before closing out work on the budget, Mike Reif decided to use some of the remaining surplus to address the document's biggest flaw.
The amendment I'm making is increasing the amount budgeted for Edgecombe Drive from 200 $23,000 to $723,000, an additional $500,000 to be allocated.
Reif agreed to make the increase contingent on the projected surplus becoming a real surplus at the end of this fiscal year on June 30. Sweeney put the odds of that happening at 75%. The Assembly unanimously approved. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
To a lot of us, running seems like work, but for a group of girls in Sitka, running is actually pretty fun. They're part of an after-school program that combines running with learning important life lessons. It's encouraged one fifth grader to dream about her future. KCAW's Ann Bryce has the story.
Nakia Brazel is 10 years old and loves to run.
It feels really fun, and sometimes when you get to run with your friend, you have fun, you get to laugh.
But she hasn't always been into running. She started liking it a lot more when she joined Girls on the Run last year. It's a national after-school program designed to inspire girls to be confident and healthy.
Go, 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 Lorena!
Girls on the Run got its start in Sitka 5 years ago. Every spring, girls in grades 3 through 5 meet in the school gym at Kitgushihin twice a week.
Ready?
Brian Sparks is a domestic violence prevention specialist at the women's shelter in town. Sitkins Against Family Violence are safe. He organizes the local branch of Girls on the Run. He hopes the program strengthens bonds among girls and makes them less likely to become victims of violence in the future.
It's a program that I think really creates resiliency within the girls individually and also within their peer groups and within the community.
Every practice has a lesson. It might have to do with how to stop bullying or resist peer pressure. Kim Johns is Nakia's coach and is leading today's lesson.
One very powerful idea that we are going to talk about today is the power we have to choose our friends.
The game encourages girls to choose friends who celebrate who they are just the way they are. Kim reads positive and negative messages like,
"That report you did was
or,
"Oh my gosh, you can do better than that."
And depending on the type of message, the girls either run in a circle with a bounce in their step or slowly drag their feet. For Nakia, one exercise stands out among the rest: silent running.
Well, it's to help think of stuff that might encourage others and you.
Running silently gives her some quiet time to think about what she wants to do and who she wants to be.
I thought about working as a teacher. Yeah. And probably being a coach in Girls on Run. I also want to learn how to speak Tlingit because I already know the Pledge of Allegiance in Tlingit.
Brian says the idea is that these girls will bring the lessons they learned in Girls on the Run into their future and that it will lead to greater social change.
They spread these lessons, let's say the not gossiping lesson. Well, okay, so now if somebody who's not in Girls on the Run, you know, starts to gossip, there's a critical mass of girls who have attended Girls on the Run who don't accept that behavior anymore.
On Saturday, all the girls' hard work is put to the test. They're running a 5K race along the ocean through Totem Park. They organize into running groups and pose for a group photo. Nakia ran the 5K last year and says that even though it was really hard, she was proud that she set a goal and stuck to it.
Ready?
Three, two, one.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.
Say so long to summer drivers riding the ferry for free. Wave goodbye to the winter round-trip discount. And printed schedules, those are on their way out, too. The changes are some of the ways the Alaska Marine Highway plans to address the $3.5 million spending cut mandated by the legislature. Ferry Business Enterprise Director Dick Leary announced the cuts at Tuesday's Marine Transportation Advisory Board meeting. He said managers did not want to cut the sailings where tickets had already been sold. That means no reductions to the summer schedule that runs through September.
We also feel very strongly that the winter schedule as it now exists is a bare-bottom service level. And so if possible, we don't want to cut any of the winter schedule. And that takes us from October 1st to April 30th. So, of course, you put one and two together, and you only got May and June left.
Managers also agreed that none of the system's 35 port communities should lose service for an extended amount of time. But there will be some cuts. The TACU will not operate on its Prince Rupert to Juneau run in Juneau of 2014. That reduces sailings to Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Cake, and Sitka. Another ship, the Malaspina, will continue to offer that service. The Juneau-based fast ferry, Fairweather, will sail less often during the first 2 weeks of the next May. That affects Sitka and Lynn Canal routes. Advisory board member Jerry Hope of Sitka said that hurts his hometown.
It seems like we are a frequent visitor on your cut budget there. So I want to support you. I want to back you up, but it feels at this point like I'm not able to fully get on board, no pun intended.
Business Director Leary said other cuts, such as the driver's ride free and round trip discount programs, were chosen to avoid further service reductions. Board Chairman Robert Venables said the Marine Highway should think about further reductions.
It was obvious that the legislature is squeezing all areas of the state budget, and that's going to be a trend. I think that's going to continue for the foreseeable future. This year's cuts were probably more of a nick than an amputation.
Officials said they would consider raising ticket prices and retiring ferries if further cuts come in future years. We'll have more details of the budget reductions posted with this report on our website, KCAW, in the Southeast section. And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of the stories or would like to hear them again, visit us online, kcaw.org. Now a look at Sitka's own weather. Today, it'll become partly cloudy in the afternoon, patchy fog this morning, and rain showers. Highs around 49, southwest wind 10 miles per hour, shifting to the northwest in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog late, lows around 41. Thursday, mostly cloudy, patchy fog, highs around 52. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka.